This is KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. November's election is still nearly 90 days away, but a number of Republicans are already ready for a postmortem on the presidential race, thanks to Donald Trump's presence at the top of the ticket. Some are saying dramatic changes are needed, whether or not Trump causes other GOP candidates elsewhere on the ballot to lose and leads to Democratic takeovers of the Senate and possibly the House. John Gabriel of Mesa is editor-in-chief of Ricochet.com. He recently summed up the GOP's challenges and what should come next in a column for the Arizona Republic that was also picked up by USA Today, and he's with me now. Why did Republican primary and caucus voters choose Donald Trump as the party's nominee? Were they looking for something to challenge the so-called establishment, or did they not really think about what Trump might be bringing to the table?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think people are very frustrated with Washington in general. Not just the Republican Party, but the feeling that the Beltway is out of touch. But it's worth noting, too, that of all Republican primary voters, only about 40% of them, I think a bit less, supported Donald Trump. But with a field of 17 candidates, it was easy for him to win enough delegates to get the nomination.
So how much of a disconnect is there between the GOP leaders in Washington, or at least the ones who spend a lot of time in Washington when they're not in their home districts, and what voters said? I mean, are these voters the core of the Republican Party? Because it seems like those high-efficacy voters, we always hear, are the ones that vote in the primaries, but it doesn't seem like those would be the people who would go for Trump.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I think some of the frustration, especially among the Republican base, whether they're regular voters or just showed up for the first time to support the reality show candidate, is they're frustrated with politicians saying one thing during campaign time and then immediately reversing themselves as soon as they're re-inaugurated. We saw that in Arizona with Senator McCain, who won re-election on his most famous ad, "We got to build the dang fence." And he showed that commercial constantly on television, and he immediately rejected it once he got back into office and kind of betrayed all those people who supported him. So I think people are tired of Republicans talking like they are small government, limited government conservatives, and then when they get to Washington, just giving into the same old things they've been doing. We're $19.4 trillion in debt now, and that shows no sign of slowing down. And I don't think that Republican voters gave Republicans in Congress enough credit for stopping Democratic agendas that were being pushed and things like that. You have state houses being taken over by Republican majorities all over the country. Governor's offices are being taken over by Republicans all over the country. So change is happening. We're not seeing that happening in Washington, D.C., though.
The talk was always that politics was the art of compromise. And it almost seems like there's what politics was, at least we're supposed to be in this civil society, what was supposed to be, is not that way anymore. It's almost like more people want a revolution of some sort.
Right. I think that's the problem is twofold in Washington. You've had the great sorting. You've had Republicans run far to the right now. Democrats run further to the left now. You wouldn't have such support for someone like a Bernie Sanders in throughout the Democratic primary as you did before. And now Donald Trump, whose record is hardly conservative by anyone's measure, he hasn't been a Republican all that long, but he talks very gruff and rough and build the wall and let's bomb them and take the oil, but I don't want to get involved in foreign conflicts. So he's kind of all over the place, but he talks like an AM radio jockey. You know, he talks like a talk radio host. And you've had that the other part of the Republican issue is you've had the conservative entertainment complex, which understands that outrage sells. You see it on the internet with blogs. People are outraged all the time, no matter what the issue is. So if someone compromises a tiny bit, which you have to do to get anything done, that's how the Constitution is written. You need to compromise between parties. But now that's considered not only, oh, they aren't being conservative enough. It's like, no, they are a traitor to America, and the Republic will fall if this, you know, H.R. 27990 passes. The world's going to end. You've also had that reinforced by people making money. You have a lot of these so-called Tea Party groups, which are basically almost money laundering operations. They would send out panicked direct mail to constituents all over the country, to their supporters around the country, get money in, and then use that money to do more fundraising. So you just have this anger stoked, and positive news, basically, if it bleeds, it leads, and positive news doesn't sell.
John, if Trump were to lose, but the GOP retains the Senate and House, would you still believe dramatic changes would need to be made? And do you think others would, or do you think others would say, well, we won the key races, and you know, Trump wasn't really a conservative anyway.
I think many of the people who are careerists in the Beltway would just want business as usual. The RNC chairman, Reince Priebus, is already talking about wanting to be re-upped in his leadership role there at the RNC. So I don't think they want change, and they're going to use any success, even if they just barely hold on to the House and lose the Senate. They're going to say, oh, no, we did a great job. This was a very tough environment for us. Please keep us in our roles and don't upset the apple cart. But I think people throughout the country, whether they call themselves Republicans, I actually left the party once Trump got the nomination, disaffected Republicans like me, I had been one pretty much my entire voting life. I think there has been such a breach of trust, even from among the people who do support Trump. I think everybody is just tired of the RNC, the system, and what they perceive as insider dealing among the entire political class, independent of party.
John Gabriel is editor-in-chief of Ricochet.com. You can follow him on Twitter at XJohn. That's E-X-J-O-N. He recently summed up the GOP's challenges and what should come next in a column for the Arizona Republic. And John, fun to catch up with you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Steve.